If you watched last night's episode of HBO's Game of Thrones, you'll recognize that sound. The show is coming to an end this coming Sunday. So those of you who don't watch, it's almost over. And those who do, let's talk about it with Dan Coyce, a writer and editor at Slate. Dan, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks so much.
And first of all, do you think we should do spoilers or not at this point? It's been, you know, many hours since the episode aired.
I am a strong believer that at this point, if Game of Thrones is so important to you that you're going to be annoyed if you hear about it on the radio, you should have watched it already.
Right. Or just turn the radio off for a few minutes.
Or just turn the radio off.
Okay. So therefore, I'm going to give the spoiler alert that there may be spoilers in this conversation. Dan, what did you think of last night's episode, first of all?
Last night's episode was one of the first ones this season that really felt to me like it did the things that Game of Thrones does well. Like, it surprised me and shocked me and was gruesome and awful at times, but also had a bunch of, like, great moments.
Well, and a lot of things happened that we've been all waiting for. Not necessarily those particular things to happen, but we've been waiting to see whether things would happen that would be really consequential, and many did last night.
Right. We've been waiting for resolution on about 20 different storylines, and about 15 of them got resolved last night.
Okay, but it's interesting that you say that you thought that they did it well, because let me just read you a few tweets that are out there today, and I'm sure you've seen this kind of sentiment about last night. Quote, I never thought I would put Game of Thrones in the same category as Lost and Dexter in terms of terrible last seasons, but I think it's too late now. This is awful lazy writing, and whoever directed that should never direct anything again. Somebody else says, I guess these dudes are good at adaptations, but horrible at actual writing. Way to ruin a great series. Another person says, this might be the first time I've actually felt disappointed in a Game of Thrones episode. Why do you think people are so angry?
I think that people have built up various impossible versions of what this season could do in their heads that have to do less with the lessons and ideas that the show was always interested in exploring and more to do with the characters that they've come to associate themselves with or love or find aligned with their particular narrative agendas. You know, the show has always been, we can now see, building toward this idea that power corrupts and that it is very hard to shake off your origins or the monster that you have been turned into. And that's what we saw happen to character after character in this episode last night. You know, we saw Dany turn into the person that her birth and origins always suggested she might become. And to me, those are like satisfying resolutions to a story that began with characters like Ned Stark and like Joffrey and like Cersei unable to shake off the monsters that their upbringings and their origins had turned them into.
Do you think that part of the disappointment also is that people were hoping to see a strong woman emerge as the leader that everybody loves, and now that looks very unlikely?
It seems extremely unlikely, although there's still a strong woman waiting up in the north who
That's
you never
true.
Know what could happen with her.
you never forget about Winterfell.
That's right. But yes, I do think that it was very interesting to me to see the sort of political hopes and expectations that people had for Daenerys, which I think have had a lot to do with the way that the electoral fortunes of women have gone in the last couple of years in the United States, be undercut by a story that's, you know, that has been drawn up for 20 years by George R. R. Martin. What we're seeing right now is the end of the story as George Martin wanted it to be and as the creators of the show assured him they would do.
Okay, let's just talk quickly about the business of this for HBO. What's going to happen after this Sunday for that network? What's going to be the next big thing? Because I think they wanted Westworld to be that, but I'm not quite sure that it's going to be.
I have extremely high hopes for the miniseries that they are doing of Philip Pullman's His Dark Materials. Now, that is not something that can run 8 seasons like Game of Thrones, but that, too, is a big, all-encompassing fantasy world with richly satisfying characters and unlike perhaps for many Game of Thrones, an ending that is, you know, emotionally rich and in many ways uplifting. It seems sort of unlikely that Game of Thrones is going to have an uplifting ending at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been interesting watching the way HBO has tried to present itself. You know, for many of us who don't watch that much HBO, the HBO we get we get is like what we see in the bumpers before and after Game of Thrones. And so watching them present this cornucopia of material that they're hoping someone is going to latch onto has been really interesting. At the same time, HBO, from a business standpoint, all of a sudden is trying to transform itself into a company that deals in volume, that isn't just great Sunday night programming, maybe great one other night programming. They want to have great shows every night of every week. And in a world where there's 2,000 TV networks, it seems like that seems trickier.
Okay, Dan Coyce, before we let you go, who do you think will end up on the Iron Throne?
I'm going for a Sansa-Tyrion doubleheader. I hope those two guys get it together and rule with a steady hand. I also think it's entirely possible that this show ends in complete chaos.
Dan Coyce, who is a writer and editor at Slate, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
It's already in complete chaos right now. So, I mean, maybe it can get even more chaotic. We'll see on Sunday. Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. And as I always say, never forget about Winterfell. I have no idea what I'm talking about. It's here and now.